Failure is not an option.
What difference at this point does it make?
Nobody said it was going to be fun.
This is Real Talk, a fearless, poignant, and intrepid show where truth speaks louder than words. This is Real Talk with your host, Audrey Russo.
The shame, not of this world, so we live on the run. We keep our eyes set, on what is to come.
It happened before. It will happen again. It's just a question of when.
Time's a luxury we don't have.
Hey, this is cartoonist A.F. Branco, and I get a lot of inspiration for my cartoons listening to Audrey Russo on Real Talk.
Welcome back. If you're just joining us, this is Audrey Russo, and you're listening to Real Talk. Islam is not the friend of the West. They hate our foundation. They hate our values. They hate our laws. So why do we continue to welcome them? Empathetic suicide? Well, we're going to discuss this and more with my next guest. For my new listeners, Major General Paul Vallely is a West Point graduate, a retired deputy commanding general for the U.S. Army, a veteran of two combat tours in Vietnam, and a graduate of the Industrial College of the Armed Forces and the Army War College. Throughout his 32-year military career, Major General Vallely served in positions such as infantry company commander, intelligence officer, operations officer, and military advisor. His theaters of operation included Europe and the Pacific Rim countries. He has over 15 years' experience in special operations, psychological, and civil military operations. General Vallely has served as a military analyst for the Fox News Channel and is a guest on numerous nationally syndicated radio and TV talk shows. He's a best-selling author and the founder of Stand Up America. It's my great pleasure to give a Real Talk welcome back to Major General Paul Vallely. Welcome back, Paul.
Well, thank you, Ivory. It's always a pleasure to be on your show.
Thank you.
Very timely.
Thank you so much. We look forward to jumping in on these topics. And as we do, we are about to, we're getting closer and closer, about to approach 9/11, the 25th memorial of really the greatest Islamic terror attack on American soil. We can see that Americans, sadly, have learned little about this toxic ideology. Islam is a creed and often called a cult that teaches hate. Unbelievers are, now you know this, but for the listeners, unbelievers are described by Muhammad in the Quran as the vilest of animals and losers. Christians and Jews are hated by Allah to the extent that they are destined for eternal doom as a result of their beliefs. Now, Islam has a mission, whether through the sword or deception, to bring the earth under Islamic Sharia law and create a worldwide ummah where everyone is under either converted to Islam or enslaved by it or dead because you refused. Islam is the enemy of free people. They are making frightening advances in red states such as Texas and Florida, with no end in sight. Now, the greatest danger we now face is the fact that Muslims are making incursions into law enforcement, political office, and the military. Their allegiance is not to the Constitution, but to Islam. With midterm elections in mind, how do we open the eyes of our elected officials to the dangers of this ideology so we don't lose what's left of our freedom?
Well, they won't stand up to it, not only in the White House, but also Congress. It is not a religion.
Right, right.
Okay, it is an ideology that breeds hate.
Right.
And what they do is they infiltrate other countries. Why not stay in your own country and make it better? But they've got to go to England. They've got to go to France. They've got to go to the United States. And all they do is cause problems, just like they are doing now in Michigan and have done. No, it's we've got to face up. But they don't have the courage to stand up like you and I do.
Yeah.
And General McInerney and others.
Yeah.
And say this is not a religion.
No.
And do not permit any of them to come into this country ever, anywhere.
Yeah.
By plane, by ship, or whatever. We got to start getting tough on this because they're making grounds throughout our country now and influencing these Muslims like Manjani. And the latest clown in Michigan.
Yeah, I mean, he's just frightening. Yeah, that guy is frightening. The one in
we're being
in
attacked.
Yeah, yeah. See, this is the, you know, there's a foolishness and an ignorance about the Constitution. The Constitution, of course, has been said by a Supreme Court judge many years ago that it's not a suicide pact. We do not have to welcome everyone into our country,
right,
especially those that their intention is, first of all, they have no respect for the Constitution because
none. They have no history of the United States.
No,
and
no.
We need to be like Hungary.
Yeah.
Audrey.
Yeah. Oh, well, my
we don't
gosh, yes.
You into this country, but you can't just come in here.
Yeah.
And Hungary's the nation standing strongest against this.
Yes, exactly. That's who we need to be like. They're, as if we're supposed to be, they act, the left at least says, tries to make us ashamed of standing up for freedom for everyone. No, we will not be afraid. But I'll tell you, because when you cower to Islam, you're doing exactly what they want, because they want you under Sharia. And how they do it is they'll threaten violence if they have to, but they'll say, oh, you don't want to offend us. So don't have a dog out in public. You don't want to offend us. You can't drink alcohol or eat bacon because that offends us. I don't give a flying Walenda if it offends them. You don't. There's no guarantee in the Constitution even that not to be offended. So
well, just look what's happened in Dearborn, Michigan. Look what's happening in England.
Oh my gosh!
These marches with flags. They don't fly the flag of America.
No.
Or the flag of England.
No. Most of it, is Hezbollah. Okay, they fly the flags of Hezbollah. I mean, this should be a crime. That should be a crime.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you and I have talked before.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like Palestine.
Oh,
there is no Palestine.
Exactly. Exactly.
Give me the capital of Palestine. Give me the airport to fly in. Give me the roads to drive into Palestine. It's a figment of the imagination, but they pass that off.
Yes.
If it's the truth, yes, it's historical in nature, but it was desert.
Exactly. And it was only
there is no country of Palestine.
Exactly. It was named that it was changed from Israel to Palestina by the, and this was an insult to the Jews.
So now propaganda. Exactly.
And that's what they use. And they use it as a battering ram against Israel and the Jewish people. And they continue to do it. They have never ended doing that. But here, these Nimrods, I'm sorry to say, hear that they'll say free Palestine. You don't even know what you're talking about when you say that.
Right.
Because the people that are saying that, the minute these people, go ahead, go visit Gaza. See how long you'll last.
Okay. How are you going to free Palestine when there isn't a Palestine?
Well, that's the point, right?
But nobody on the air will say it.
No. Well, we'll keep saying it. We'll keep saying it until every American passes it on to their friend. And we stand up together because we will not let them. We're not going to give. Maybe some parts of this country have already given. We're not giving up. We're not giving up. We're not going to give in to them because they don't want to live here in freedom. They want us to be under Sharia. And guess what? No. So we're going to go on to this. In a recent speech, to the American people, and that three mainstream media channels refused to air, President Trump revealed that China had obtained, really stolen, 220 million voter files. Now, the president stated the following. First, they show that over a period of years starting during the 2020 election cycle, the People's Republic of China carried out what is believed to be the largest compromise of election data in history, resulting in China's illicit acquisition of 220 million U.S. voter files. That information includes names, addresses, phone numbers, political party preferences, and other sensitive data that would be needed to register to vote and engage in other nefarious activities, which is exactly what was happening. How critical, Paul, is this revelation?
Well, it's very critical, but it's in the past now. It's happened.
Yeah.
And now it exists in reality of what they can do. But I know our people in that business, they're trying to shut it down as best they can in this cyber warfare that's going on between the countries.
Yeah.
And so we're on top of it now, but once it's in there, it's very hard to destroy it all. You know, it's just like your own computer. You find a bug in there and you can't find out how to get rid of it. At least I can. I'm not smart enough.
Yeah, I know. No, but that's not at all. I wouldn't say that.
We have a lot of smart people. Defense Intelligence Agency and so on. They're working on it, and hopefully, and they've made a lot of gains. There's no doubt about it. Especially in a lot of the corporate type of data that has been passed to China on all of our developments and so on. And a big battle now, of course, is intelligence, AI, artificial intelligence.
Oh, absolutely. And see, now you and General McInerney have been vindicated all this time sharing with everyone that they had been interfering in our election and in our elections, China, and people were poo-pooing it. But there we are, vindicated you are. While China, this is what's interesting, while China has 220 million American voter files, and I'm sure there's even more than that, the DOJ is having to sue 30 states to get the same files. Over a dozen federal judges who seem to be the problem right now have sided with the Democrat-controlled states to withhold the data from the DOJ. It's almost like a communist conspiracy, isn't it?
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, and an Islam conspiracy.
Yeah.
Islam joins communism.
Yeah, the Red Green Alliance. There it is. Yeah.
Get smart, America. Stand up. Be aware of what's going on. It's going down, of course, into our states and into our local communities.
Yeah.
And look at Dearborn, Michigan. My goodness.
Oh, my gosh. I know.
I mean, it's just horrible what's gone on there.
I don't know if you saw Nate Friedman's... you may have seen it. His documentary is about 22 minutes long. It's of Dearborn. It is stunning. It's stunning. You don't believe that you're in America. And he also did another one of, and it breaks my heart because I was born in the Bronx, of the Bronx. Bronx, New York. We're all tough. I mean, over time, tough people. What happened? It's called Little Yemen now. I mean, and many of the people when they tried to interview them, couldn't speak English. How do we know that there's not any terrorism-related activities going on there? I mean, Yemen is no friend.
Only good intelligence by the police, by the FBI. It takes good intelligence, watch what's going, listening, and then taking action.
That's it. That's it. Yeah. Well, I want to. We've talked before about West Point, and so a civilian law professor at West Point is suing in the Southern District of New York over the limits of free speech and academic freedom for faculty at the United States Military Academy at West Point. Now, this is for the listeners. Professor Tim Bakken, the West Point's longest-serving civilian law professor, is challenging new Trump administration regulations that allegedly, according to him, constitute unconstitutional prior restraints on academic publications and limit academic freedom and free speech. Now, here is the relevant portion of the executive order. Section 6, Protecting American Values, the Department of Defense and the Armed Forces, including any educational institution operated or controlled thereby, are prohibited from promoting, advancing, or otherwise inculcating the following un-American, divisive, discriminatory, radical, extremist, and irrational theories. One, divisive concepts as defined in Section 3C of this order, and the race and sex stereotyping of race or sex scapegoating as both terms and defined in the Section 2 of Executive Order 13950 as amended. Two, the American founding documents are racist or sexist. And three, gender ideology as defined in Section 3B of this order. The hypocrisy here, Paul, is the critics of the policy or supporters of the Bakken case have said nothing about the purging of conservative or libertarian faculty from higher education, from the academy. In a way, isn't Bakken and his ilk using lawfare to continue to destroy this West Point as they began under Obama and Biden?
Oh, absolutely. But, you know, I'm chairman of the MacArthur Society of West Point graduates.
Yes.
I helped found that 3 years ago to challenge what was going on at West Point, and along with another group from the Air Force Academy, because the Association of Graduates wouldn't challenge the superintendent and the dean of academia there. And so back in the late 90s, West Point started to reach out and bring civilian professors in from the Ivy League colleges because they got a better deal and so on. Well, they brought all their crap with them to West Point, and that's why they accepted DEI and all of that so readily, and were teaching it to the cadets, many of them who came very, very liberal as a result of that. You may recall West Point was the first engineering school in America, founded in 1802 by George Washington and John Adams to build roads and bridges for the Continental Army. That's how West Point started.
Are you serious? Oh, my gosh.
Yes. Yes.
That's amazing.
And then, of course, Naval Academy was 1842, and then the Air Force Academy in the 1950s. And so we have a move right now by the MacArthur Society to get back to professors in uniform. And when I was there, yeah, you can have a few civilian. We had a civilian teaching languages, for example, and some other specialties. But they took over the entire curriculum at West Point and started emphasizing all this social stuff, and that's what got West Point into trouble. And the commandant of the academies never stood up to it. They let it happen by these rogue professors that came in that were not uniform military. And Frank Borman was an instructor of mine as a captain, one of the first astronauts.
Wow.
He taught me aerospace when I was at West Point. And that would have been about 1950, 1960. So, but the MacArthur Society is working very, very hard to overturn all of this and get rid of these rogue professors. And so, but these rogue professors, for the most part, not all of them, this is a military academy to train our leaders.
Yeah, yeah.
Tactics.
Who has authority over that? Yeah. The military?
Of course they do.
Okay, because people don't understand. See, they're not presenting it that way, and they're lying. But the military has a say over that. It's not a free speech issue like he's trying to make it out. No. Okay. Thank you.
No, it's a military academy run by the Department of Army, Department of Defense, just like our other academies.
See, and that's what's not being said. Thank you for saying it. Because
it's different.
Yes, they're not telling the truth. And that's, they don't care. They still go through and file a lawsuit. They know they're lying. They know they're wrong. But,
sure,
you know, they're
trying to influence.
Yeah, they're Marxist. What do you expect from a Marxist
influence.
To tell the truth?
Yeah.
No.
Get rid of them.
Get rid of them. What's wrong with that?
Let them fire.
Yeah. Let them get a job at another university, but not there. And
not at the academies.
No. And I'm glad that the president and Hegseth is taking that stand. They're not going to you know, be moved by that. But you know with the way these Marxist professors are, what they're going to do. It's a shame.
Exactly.
It's a shame that they're in there. Don't we have men that can replace them?
I mean, yes, uniformed.
Somebody needs
captains, majors in uniform who have gone back, got their master's degree, some of their doctor's degree.
Awesome.
The best West Point graduates are some of the most educated in the world.
Yes.
You bring them back, and they've got their master's degree in math or whatever, and you bring them back on the faculty like it used to be. Yes.
I'm gonna ask a silly question. In other words, that they have a right, at least Hegseth has a right to fire these professors, remove them, and replace them. He can do that, can't
Absolutely.
He?
Absolutely.
Okay. See?
Absolutely.
Well,
there's no permanent professors. Shouldn't be at West Point or any place.
No, they shouldn't be tenured.
No, absolutely not. That's up to you. But most of these people don't have the guts to do it, you know.
We know.
Not a lot of courageous people like Douglas MacArthur.
No.
You know, George Patton types. I mean, I'm a George Patton type. I did a show out in Los Angeles last night, and we're talking about the concern there of Trump not being decisive. He's got to be more decisive now on the Middle East. We can't continue with this.
No.
I mean,
thank you for saying that. Yeah.
We got to have a Patton and a Douglas MacArthur approach. You go to war, it benefits. I think it was Sun Tzu said, extended war benefits no one.
Exactly. And then the president even knows the way they are. They have never won a war, but they have never lost a negotiating table. You don't negotiate with these. It's either an evil regime or it's not. And
they're liars.
Yes,
they're
liars that cheats. They're and they are going to do anything they can to drag this out. So look, I love and respect the president, but he needs to. Yeah. You know, I'm a little disappointed in his vacillating back and forth. Either draw the line and that's the end of it, or what are you doing here? Nobody's listening anymore to him. I have to be honest.
Here's the other thing. He has got to set the pattern for the people of Iran to take over that government.
Yes.
We have to do that.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
We've settled the nuclear weapons thing, as far as I'm concerned. We've opened up the channel there.
Right.
Shave or moves.
Yeah.
They are firing a few things of weapons they still have, but they're basically done. Let's end it. Mm-hmm. And we've shut off all their money. But we've got to help the people of Iran. He's got to put that into the equation, and that can be done very easily with the Israelis.
Oh, absolutely. He's got to do it, and he's got to stop this vacillating. Stop making these proclamations of, we're going to destroy them to the point where blah, blah, blah. Oh, they want to come to the negotiating table. No. Here it is.
No.
Okay.
We're tired of them.
Yes, enough.
We're tired of them. Get over it. We got elections coming up. Let's get on with reality and what we need to do.
I love the president, but knock it off. So,
Paul,
where can the listeners follow and support your excellent work at Stand Up America and order all your books, including Beyond Treason, Betrayal and Treason in America, and Dismantling of America, and also read your Substack? And where can they support the MacArthur Society? Where can they do all that?
Go to the MacArthurSociety.org and then also the Stand Up America Foundation.org, StandUpAmericaUS.org. We have a brand new book written by a Syrian professor of rebuilding Syria again, and we just published that. It's on in the book phase of our website. Go to that. Get this new book on Syria. It is really good. Gives you an insight into the Middle East that you don't probably have not heard about or know. So StandUpAmericaUS.org. Stand up. And then also our newsletter that comes out every Saturday morning. We have a brilliant editor there, Ray DiLorenzo. So get on that website and sign up for our newsletter. It's very important. But Audrey, anybody can use anything on our website.
Yes.
Anything we publish.
Yes, that's a treasure trove,
and
listeners.
Donate.
Oh,
help
absolutely.
Us out.
Absolutely. A treasure trove of resources to educate yourself, because guess what? No one's going to educate you. You have to do it yourself to stand up for freedom. It's our turn now. And as always, right. Yes, I will have those links in my after show, which is now on the live show page. Just go to AudreyRusso.com, click on the On Air button, and right under the show description, you'll find all the links and info you need to follow the General's work. Thank you so much, Paul, again, for sharing your brilliant assessments with us. We look forward to your return to the show. Until then.
Thank you.
Thank you. Until then, may God bless you, your work, and may God save America. Bye for now.